This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But if it's a great day, and yesterday was a great day, and tomorrow's going to be a great day, then why are so many people taking their own lives? What is the story on the surge of suicide in this country? We talk about politics a lot. Is there anything that our political leaders could do, should do, must do to try to stop this rising tide of people harming themselves and harming themselves mostly fatally? There is also a new willingness to use politics basically as an excuse for violence. And I had spoken before about some of the attention-getting calls for violence and for assassinating various people and threatening various people have come from the right. There is a brand new study that shows that you have that kind of attitude on the left as well, and it's also surging on the left, and it's also profoundly dangerous. It's dangerous on both sides. I don't think that when you look at the record of Antifa, for instance, that people should say that, oh, yeah, well, the left-wing violence is just rhetorical. They never do anything. They do. I mean, you remember the levels of destruction and violence and even death that occurred during the riots following the killing of George Floyd? That was a nationwide explosion of violence, and it was not from the right wing. There's a University of Chicago survey written about by Jonathan Turley, and it's under the heading Age of Rage. The University of Chicago survey shows 30 million Americans think violence is justified to stop Trump from winning the presidency. And it shows that there's also a large number of people who think that it's appropriate to use violence to ensure that Trump does win the presidency, but it's about half as many. If you're somebody who believes that it's justified to use violence to stop Trump from gaining the presidency, or if you believe it's justified to use violence to stop Biden from getting reelected for president, tell me why and what your thinking is. 1-800-955-1776 is a phone number, and I would be glad to speak to you about that. There's somebody who's sending a very different message, and that different message seems to be working. The piece at CNN, and CNN is not generally kind to Republicans. I think we can agree on that. But this is a very positive piece about one particular Republican who has been designated, at least according to National Journal Hotline, as one of the four Republicans with an actual chance of winning the presidential nomination. His name is Tim Scott. He is the junior senator from South Carolina. The senior senator, of course, is Lindsey Graham over there. In any event, what CNN writes is, it says, after 2 hours of the Iowa State Fair, spent posing for photos, glad-handing attendees, visiting the livestock barn, and indulging in carnival games and the famous pork chop grill, Tim Scott was heading for the exits when he stopped to meet a group of voters. Among the group, however, were many people who might otherwise cast aside the chance to meet any other Republican candidate. Yet they eagerly approached Senator Scott in the middle of the fair's main thoroughfare. "I'm actually a proud Democrat," one voter said as he shook the senator's hand. Well, that's okay. I'll still be your president, Scott replied. When you need something, call me at the White House. I'll be happy to help. Moments later, another man approached Scott, this time a Republican, albeit one who appeared to be leaning toward one of Scott's rivals in the GOP field. I know I got a Trump shirt on, said that voter, but it doesn't matter. I like you. You're a good guy. That's okay. We're all Americans, Scott replied. Scott, who has made Iowa a priority since launching his campaign in May, feels his message is finally connecting with voters. He's seen the rise in his poll numbers and an increase in attendance at his events, which he attributes to his bullish outlook on the future. Rival campaigns are sensing Scott's growing popularity. In a memo obtained by CNN, the super PAC supporting former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley identified Scott as a rival who could potentially win the nomination along with Trump and DeSantis. A memo obtained by CNN in July from the super PAC backing DeSantis conceded that Scott had received a serious look from voters, but added that we expect Tim Scott to receive appropriate scrutiny in the weeks ahead. At a town hall in New Hampshire last week, former Governor Chris Christie paid Scott a backhanded compliment, categorizing himself and Senator Scott as the only candidates who have expressed a credible desire to unify the country. Tim has in his heart the willingness to want to do that. I really do, said Christie. I don't know if he has the ability to do it because he's never run anything. He hasn't been a governor. He's been a U.S. senator and a businessman. Scott may find himself a target of attacks on the debate stage given his campaign's relative momentum. His campaign is preparing for the debate with a combination of traditional preparation and reminders for him to maintain the cheerful attitude that's resonated with voters so far. Our strategy, said one of his campaign aides, our strategy is to just get him in front of that podium a lot. Throw a lot of tough questions at him, get a lot of experts out, debate experts, to kind of poke and jab at him, throw him some, you know, crazy fast pitches, and just get him ready, Scott campaign manager Jennifer DeCasper told CNN. I think he just needs to have fun. He's on fire when he has fun. When he views it as just him giving the answers that he always knows how to give, she added, he's going to be great. For his part, Scott has no intention of taking big swings at other candidates, content with reiterating the message he feels is working with voters rather than using the missteps of his opponents to score political points. He said he feels his campaign's current message is working and focused on growing his support over time. Recent polling signals there may be some Trump fatigue settling in among voters. In that same New York Times Siena College poll, Trump's support among likely Republican voters in Iowa was 10 points lower than his nationwide support among likely GOP voters, a possible indication that voters in Iowa could be pleased with their candidate options ahead of the state caucuses in January. Scott's position in the race is bolstered by a significant fundraising advantage over other candidates, allowing the senator to make his face and his philosophy familiar to voters in early voting Iowa and New Hampshire. His most recent fundraising report showed Scott had $21.1 million in his campaign account at June 30th, more than any other candidate except for Trump, and boosted by a $21 million transfer from his Senate campaign account. At an event Tuesday evening, 2 days ago, in Cambridge, Iowa, 30 minutes outside Des Moines, Scott saw firsthand the lasting effect of his campaign advertising is having on voters in the state. During his remarks, he referenced a television commercial rolled out in May, which features clips of him speaking at events and outlining a series of beliefs around economic policy and violent crime. Scott repeated one of his lines from the commercial, "If you take out a loan, you pay it back," and was surprised to hear the audience finish the line, "You pay it back," in unison with him. In unison about dealing with depression and depths of despair in the United States of America, we will get to that. And also speaking about the latest despairing news from Hawaii. and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, they are still looking for bodies, for signs of some of the people who are missing in Hawaii, even now with the death toll because of the fires in Lahaina, the terrible fires in Lahaina that have now, the death toll's gone over 100. They still believe there are about 1,000 people who are missing, who are unaccounted for. And the governor of Hawaii, who's a doctor, by the way. He's Josh Green, M.D. He's a former lieutenant governor. He's been in politics for a while, but educated as a physician. And right now he talks about one of the illnesses involving people who are traumatized, and the concern about people approaching people whose homes have just burned down but still own the property, and them selling that property at some kind of appalling discount. This is Governor Green on that topic, clip 14.
My intention from start to finish is to make sure that no one is victimized from a land grab, that we do not suffer predation against those who are suffering. So I've instructed the Attorney General to work toward a moratorium on any transactions. There's some legal challenges there. We're going to push right through those and make sure that people don't lose their land here in Hawaii. That is central. I've been speaking to leaders all across our state, and that's important to everyone. What that means is we're going to make sure that there are no transactions that take advantage of our people, and we're going to give you some definitive answers by Friday about how hard I can lock that down. That doesn't mean we don't want people to come and invest in Hawaii and travel to Hawaii away from the impact zone. We'll talk about that in a moment. What it means is people are right now traumatized. Please don't approach them with an offer to buy land. Please don't approach their families to tell them that they're going to be better off if they make a deal, because we're not going to allow it. And then between myself and I'm sure the mayor, we're not going to allow people to get permits. Forgive me for speaking for mayor, but I know he's a tough guy. We're not going to allow people to take advantage. And it's going to be a very significant amount of time anyway in the recovery before building could be done. So don't make the mistake of testing us in that space, please.
That's the governor of Hawaii, the Democrat, of course. Hawaii, probably the most Democratic state in the whole country. They have, in the state Senate, I believe they have one Republican. And the state House of Representatives, it's might be two or three. But it's basically an all-Democratic state right now. Wouldn't it be wonderful if a new revitalized Republican Party actually became competitive in Hawaii, particularly at a time when the state is struggling to respond to this emergency. Now, of course, you're talking about seven different islands, and there's only one of them, Maui, that was tremendously impacted by this disaster. The others, much less so. But this is the Maui Emergency Operations Chief, whose name is Herman Adaya, talks about he does not regret not sounding the sirens during the wildfires. A reporter begins to argue with him, and the mayor of Maui County then jumps in to the fire chief's defense. Listen, this is clip A.
Do you regret not sounding the sirens?
I do not. And the reason why... And
so many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape. Had a siren gone off, they would have known that there was a crisis emerging. And as we know, so many bodies were found in the ground.
Do you want him to give you the answer?
Let him finish his answer. Sorry, there's a lot of people...
Well, you're talking and you're not letting him talk. If you want to talk, come up here.
I'm ready for the answer.
Then wait.
Okay, and here is the answer. It's 15B.
The sirens, as I mentioned earlier, is used primarily for tsunamis, and that's the reason why many of them are found, almost all of them are found, on the coastline. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. In fact, on the website of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, the following guideline is provided. If you are in a low-lying area near the coastline, evacuate to high grounds, inland or vertically to the fourth floor and higher of a concrete building. Alerts may also come in the form of a wireless emergency alert. Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone mauka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire. And so that is the reason why our protocol has been to use WEA and EAS. By the way, I should also note that there are no sirens mauka, or on the mountainside, where the fire was spreading down. So even if we sounded the siren, it would not have saved those people on the mountainside, Mocha.
That's the fire chief of Maui County. Nancy Pelosi, of course, saw a political, or at least a policy, impact when she commented about what happened in Hawaii. And she was also observing the one-year anniversary, which was celebrated by Democrats everywhere with many hosannas. I'll tell you who didn't celebrate is a guy who had as much to do with passing the Inflation Reduction Act, the great accomplishment, in quotes, of the Biden administration, was Joe Manchin. Didn't join any of these celebrations. Nancy Pelosi did. This is the former speaker. Listen.
At a time when our thoughts and prayers with the people of Maui and so many communities are battling devastating disaster, there's no more urgent task than saving our planet. This is not new to our president. Mr. President, this is your day. This is your day.
Okay, the saving our planet and avoiding some of the devastations of climate change. Of course, that is going to be continually debated as people try to make up for what happened in Maui and try to rebuild. Speaking of rebuilding, rebuilding the Republican Party is only going to occur on a basis of truth, like this truth spoken yesterday by the former Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. Clip 3.
Now this week comes another indictment regarding the former president's conduct in the days leading up to the close of our administration. I've said many times I had hoped the judgment about those days would be left to the American people and to history, but such is not the case. But in these times, I want to say I think it's important that we hew to first principles and that we tell the truth to the American people. The first principles are these. No one is above the law. And the president and all those implicated are entitled to the presumption of innocence that every American enjoys. But secondly, despite what the former president and his allies have said for now more than 2.5 years, and continue to insist to this very hour, the Georgia election was not stolen, and I had no right to overturn the election on January 6th.
That's Mike Pence. Meanwhile, America depressed. America the depressed. What's the story on a new report about the rate of suicides and deaths of despair? Coming up with Nicholas Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hilary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 200. 139,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
That show, there has been a great deal of appropriate concern regarding deaths of despair involving drug doses, alcoholism in many cases, and above all, suicide. New numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We had in the most recent year where they have numbers, which of course is 2022, the suicide rate went up, the suicide number went up to 49,500 people who took their own lives. That's the highest ever. Why? Somebody who has written about this and has thought about it, as he has about all of the difficulties that Americans encounter, is Nicholas Eberstadt, who holds the Henry Wendt Chair in Political Economy at the American Enterprise Institute, where he researches and writes extensively on demographics and economic development. Nick, it's great to talk to you, but sorry about the reason we're speaking about it. Were you surprised to see that after a little bit of let up during the pandemic that the suicide rate shot up again to record levels?
Well, Michael, thank you for having me back, even if it's on this sorrowful topic. Suicide is such a personal tragedy and such a tragedy for everybody that it touches. It's hard to talk about it in sort of statistical terms, isn't it? I think it's always a surprise to me whichever way that the suicide rates go in the United States. Because we know generally about some things, we can make some generalizations. We know that men are much more likely to take their own lives than women. We know that Hispanic and Asian Americans are much less likely to take their lives than blacks and whites and Native Americans. We know that older people are more likely to take their lives than younger people, especially people in their 70s and 80s. But why the suicide level for the United States declined from the 80s until about 2000, why it was going up again from 2000 to right before the pandemic, I mean, all of these are, you know, these are terrible, important questions that are hard to answer. It's a lot easier to point to the reasons for the catastrophe of opioid deaths than it is to the disaster of suicide.
The same exceptions apply, though, to some of those different deaths of despair. You were talking about how the Hispanic and Asian communities are less likely to suffer the tragedy of suicide as the black and white communities. But that's also true of some of these opioid deaths.
You're
isn't
so right.
Isn't it also true that Asians and Hispanics have lower rates?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, so we've seen over the past generation this awful increase in deaths from opioid poisonings and addiction. It's been especially pronounced for non-Hispanic whites with less education. One of the things, Michael, that I found astonishing was that the problem wasn't even noticed until more or less two decades after this had been underway for the less educated white Americans. I mean, it was the deaths of despair terminology came from a paper by economic Nobel laureate Angus Deaton and his professor wife Anne Case, also an economist. But they released the paper in the mid-2010s after two decades of steady increases in these death rates. And, you know, you can ask yourself, for what other ethnic group in the United States would the U.S. Life sciences miss a problem like that that had been going on for, you know, going on for decades?
Do you think that, I mean, some of the stereotypes have to do with Asian family ties, Asian Americans, and the same is true for Latinos, for Hispanics. In fact, I just saw a new movie which is supposed to celebrate the Hispanic community, which emphasized this whole idea of familia. Do you think that that is part of the difference that has been measured, and as you put it, was largely ignored for a long time?
Well, if we deal with stylized fact, Michael, and that's very different from doing a clinical research study, but if we deal with stylized facts, we know that the Asian Americans are basically the healthiest people on the planet. They've got longer lifespans than Asians in Asia. Latinos, Hispanic Americans, despite their ostensible economic and educational disadvantages, are more healthy. They're longer lived than Anglos. Their life expectancy kind of exceeds that of the European Union countries. And there's something that's going on there that's leading to the very positive, robust health stories that we see in our in our Hispanic population, in our Asian American population. Is it family? Is it the cohesion? I think you can make a story for that. I don't think I can prove that to you, but I think you can probably make a pretty good storyline for that.
And what else? I mean, in terms of doing something about this rising tide of suicide, clearly it's such a painful, awful, nightmarish situation. What's something quickly that we can do as a society to reduce this tragedy?
Talk about it. Talk with people. Reach out to people in your family. There's an epidemic of loneliness going around in the United States, and there's been a wave of depression in part as a result of the awful pandemic catastrophe that we've all gone through in the last years. I think there's apart from what we want to ask Uncle Sam to do or our politicians to do, I think there's a lot that every brother and mother and sister in the United States and friend in the United States can do just to reach out to people that they know and love.
And that's extraordinarily important. The piece that you are working on, that you have worked on, Men Without Work, which has to do with some of the endemic problems that are tied to economic matters, that's the most recent book, or one of the most recent books that is now available in paperback. It's actually a landmark 2016 study. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Nick Eberstadt, it's always enlightening to speak to you. It's not a pleasure to speak to you about all the headlines about how the suicide level is higher than ever in the United States. And then again, there's a new study about marijuana. Not exactly a shock, but certainly something you should be aware of. Coming up on The MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776, if you want to participate in the conversation.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And there's a headline that doesn't, I think, surprise anybody who has thought about this for more than, oh, say, 30 seconds. The headline, marijuana use and abuse increases among young adults after legalization. Can one say, told you so? It was one of those arguments that I made frequently on the air, which is that anyone looking at the situation, when you talk about legalizing marijuana, you have to talk about whether it's a good idea to increase the amount of marijuana usage around the country. And people who were arguing in behalf of legalization were saying, no, and if it's legalized and people are paying taxes on it, and they have these shops and dispensaries, that will reduce the use of marijuana because it won't make it so easy and it will bring it up to the surface. Well, all of that, it's nonsense. Oregon legalized medical marijuana in 1998, and in 2015 it legalized recreational use. Yet policy makers still know relatively little about the impact of the latter. How can you not know? All of the studies, and there have been a bunch of them, but there's a new one. A recent study by Oregon State University researchers and others shows that cannabis use has increased sharply among college-aged Americans in states that legalized recreational use. And recreational use went up less for people who are enrolled in college after legalization. But the use among those not in college went up even more dramatically by 5 percentage points from 23% to 28%. And The researchers looked at cannabis use for those 18 to 23 years old. Previous studies have been mixed, it says, on the impact of legalization on young adults. This one shows that it is clearly there. They also write in this article about the levels of marijuana abuse and marijuana addiction, which is a problem that we've all heard about since legalization. And It just goes to that old statement by H.L. Mencken, which you just have to recall and trot out every once in a while. Mencken said, for every painful problem, there is a solution that is simple, elegant, direct and wrong. And the solution for the problem with marijuana was not the legalization. With increased use, there has been a rise in frequent use. The latest study found that among non-college students, a 2 percentage point uptick in frequent use from 12% to 14% after legalization. They defined frequent use as at least 20 times in the past month, which means you're dependent, which means you're probably addicted. Meanwhile, one of the healthy addictions that Americans have is the addiction to sports. At this time in the baseball season, when you're getting moving toward the playoffs, it's exciting to be paying attention to baseball. And yes, I know that it's going to be the Battle of the Spanish Armada when the English women's soccer team, which beat the Australians, the Matildas, in the World Soccer Championship, they're going to be taking on the Spaniards coming up for the Women's World Cup. I beg pardon? Yeah, set your alarm for 3 a.m. And by the way, somebody who doesn't root for our English cousins, I know that there are a lot of soccer hooligans in the Great Britain, but still, the sympathy that one might have for the mother country and for the land of King Charles III, that's a real connection. Speaking of a real connection and a name of the team, a brilliant name of the team was the Australian women's soccer team was called the Matildas because of the national song of Australia, Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Okay, great. So the name of the football team playing in Washington, D.C. right now, and still can't quite get used to it, is once again under question. A group called the Native American Guardians Association, NAGA, is demanding that the Washington Commanders change their name back to the Redskins. Now, it gets very complicated because this is the National American, Native American Guardians Association. The other team that used to have a Native American name, the Cleveland Indians, now is the Cleveland Guardians because of some statues on a bridge. And that's taken a while to get used to, but why do they want the Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins? They are actually, this Native American Guardians Association, NAGA, is organizing support for the name reversal with a petition that has already gained more than 90,000 signatures. We invite all Americans to stand up for the dignity of every American, and that's something that they are pushing very hard in the nation's capital, where we don't have enough problems. There is another problem which deserves attention. Hoax calls to police departments or suicide hotlines around the country. Hoax calls say what? They will say that a man is considering killing himself or somebody is planning to kill others, or that a bomb has been placed in a building. The address given on the phone will often belong to a synagogue that is live streaming its services. In some cases, the callers watch in real time as police interrupt frightened worshipers. Later, clips of the incidents are posted online. Those incidents are part of a string of 26 swatting calls, as they're called, aimed at synagogues in 12 states across the country that the Anti-Defamation League, which is a Jewish advocacy organization, has tracked for the last month, including at least 5 in New York City and state. Swatting refers to the police SWAT teams that are sometimes summoned in such cases. What part of this involves is not only anti-Semitism, obviously, and but also relates very directly and very terribly and destructively toward anti-police ideas. And speaking of anti-police ideas, there's a headline in the Wall Street Journal. It says, Target, like Bud Light, stung by culture wars. And the piece by Sarah Nassauer says in the journal, Target, much like the brewer of Bud Light, discovered the cost of getting caught in the middle of hot-button social issues in a politically divided U.S. Sales at both businesses suffered over LGBTQ marketing efforts that backfired and caused shoppers who both opposed and supported the company's marketing campaigns to call for boycotts. Anheuser-Busch InBev came under fire for a social media promotion with a transgender influencer. Target was criticized for store displays of merchandise for Pride Month that included gender-neutral swimsuits. Then each company's response angered supporters of the LGBTQ community. Target said shopper backlash over its Pride Month collection, as well as cautious consumers, pushed sales sharply lower in the most recent quarter. The retailer said it expected sales to decline again in the current quarter and lowered its profit goal for the full year. Executives say they would still mark Pride Month next year, but they'll do a more focused assortment of merchandise. What a lot of this had to do with was the idea of a gender-neutral bathing suit, which included a sort of an extra pocket where if you were an actually cisgendered man, you could put your equipment into the pocket to sort of hide it while you were wearing this transgendered bathing suit. Didn't work, didn't sell much, and hurt Target. Coming up, how did Joe Biden get so rich? If he wasn't crooked, where did all the money come from? There's fascinating research to answer that question coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.